This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is J.D. Foster, who is the Norman True Fellow in the Economics of Fiscal Policy at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his reaction to some rather surprisingly dismal housing sales numbers. The most recent report showing a plunge of 27.2%, bringing the sale of existing homes down to its lowest level in about 15 years. And J.D., thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, we saw towards the end of the first-time homebuyers tax credit, which I believe expired towards the end of April, folks really jumping into the market. Obviously, it's petered out since then. What's responsible for a drop of this magnitude, do you think?
Well, it's two things. One is the credit disappearing. You had to have put in an accepted bid by a certain period of time, and that's now lapsed. So we're now seeing the consequences of having artificially elevated home sales for a period with the credit. All that credit did was bring some sales into the future, or into the present from the future. Well, we're now in the future and losing those sales. The second is, as a result of the credit, markets are not at all sure what the real prices are. Buyers and sellers are less certain than usual about what the price of real estate is in a particular market. And when there's less certainty about that, then people are less inclined to come to an agreement about a sales price. And, of course, in the last element of this is the underlying economy is so weak. People are very nervous about what's happening. And so they're just less inclined to make big purchases and big decisions if they don't have to.
What's the larger impact of this? Wall Street doesn't seem to like it very much, and a lot of people think this is the tipping point for what they suspected a few months ago would be a double dip in this recession. Is that going too far, or is that potentially just about right?
By itself, it's going too far, but in the context of all the other data we're seeing, it certainly looks like the economy has gone from very slow to perhaps dead stop. Data on existing home sales itself doesn't mean too much, except what it's telling us about new home sales, which matters a lot in terms of the growth of the economy. And it suggests, therefore, that the housing markets are in fact, weakening badly. And if that's true and prices are falling, then we're not in the situation we hoped we were in, where the housing market and housing finance were stabilizing. All of that puts some downward pressure on the economy, which by itself would be something we could get past. But when you combine that with the other data that we're seeing about the initial claims for unemployment insurance, general weakness in the labor market, and so forth, we're starting to build a pretty solid story of an economy stalling out.
J.D., do you get the sense that this is going to get substantially worse, or given where interest rates are and some other economic conditions, that anyone potentially in the market for buying a home would be a good time for them to jump?
Well, it is. If you know the market and you're a long-term buyer, this might be a good time to jump in. You may not get the very bottom of the market, but whether it's a housing market, a stock market, if you are trying to time things so neatly that you get the very bottom, you're almost sure to fail. So if they're in the market for a home, this might not and be this might be a good time if you have a secure job and reasonably good prospects and you understand the local market values. This isn't a bad time, perhaps, to be getting into the market. If so few people are willing to do so, that's oftentimes a good time to get in.
Perhaps not coincidentally, the leader of the House Republicans today, John Boehner, gave an economic speech, and the part of the speech that's getting the most attention is his call for the president to fire basically the rest of his economic team that hasn't departed already, namely Lauren Summers, as well as Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. Would that be an important step in your estimation, or is it more the policy than the personnel?
Yeah, in this case, I think Mr. Boehner is being a little cagey. The policies this administration are following are the president's. He's making the decisions. We don't know to what extent the recommendations of Secretary Geithner or Mr. Summers or the other advisors who've left, we don't know the extent to which that advice has been taken. It certainly looks much more that the president is following largely his own advice. So I'm not sure what good it does to be suggesting it to fire advisors whose advice is not being taken when it's the president making the decisions.
What's going to be the trigger, in your estimation, J.D., for what will turn the housing market around, but more importantly, the larger economy? What's going to either happen here that's part of the cycle or that will need to be a policy change?
Well, I think the economy will eventually turn around no matter what happens, just by the basic strengths of our economy and how much it wants to take off. There's an awful lot of opportunities that are being lost right now because nothing's happening. But if we're going to get the economy turned around much quicker than that, it's vital that the one missing ingredient be replaced, and that is confidence. Businesses and families don't have a lot of confidence in the economy, in the future, and certainly not in what's happening in Washington right now. Washington has all but declared a war on jobs, and they shouldn't be surprised that employment is lagging and the economy is flagging. So the most important thing is for Washington to realize that it has to restore confidence, and that means a certain set of policies have to be pursued, such as not raising taxes, such as getting the budget deficit under control by cutting spending, stopping the slew of new regulations that Washington wants to flood the economy with. Let the economy breathe for a moment and stop threatening it, and the economy will recover.
J.D., one of the last things, in fact, the very last thing the president did before heading out on vacation was to make another push for what he calls his small business job creation proposal, which he summarized as expanding access to credit for small businesses and reducing their taxes, basically blamed congressional Republicans for blocking this. What do you make of his plan, and what potentially is in there that he's not saying that has Republicans so concerned?
Well, the deficit effects are always important, and how and what pay-fors they have in the bill are important. But much more important in this context is to recognize this is a show horse bill. Even if enacted exactly as the president would suggest, unemployment a year later isn't going to be 10,000 jobs higher. This administration, this Congress, have passed jobs bill after jobs bill after jobs bill. Everything that comes along is another jobs bill. And they're not creating any jobs because they have no idea what the economy needs to do to create jobs. Having another bunch of clever incentives and stimulus and tweaks and promises in a meaningless bill is not what the economy needs. And it's a perfect example, frankly, of why the economy cannot get any traction, why there is no confidence, because Washington keeps coming up with these show horse bills that aren't going to do anything, and the president ends up just playing politics with the legislation.
Well, certainly some gloomy news, but it does help to understand it a whole lot better. We thank you for that, J.D. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. J.D. Foster, Norman B. True Fellow on the Economics of Fiscal Policy at the Heritage Foundation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.